Predators trade P.K. Subban Saturday before the draft resumed. Got some prospects. Salary dump of the $9 million cap hit the next 3 years. Of course, Roman Yossi's on there, and it for this time next year, to, you know, or after the end of next year, whenever, to get that probably $9 million range. And now, what free agents? But Charlie, certainly not a surprise. But then again, when something like that happens of that magnitude, it is, you know, it's business, quite frankly. Yeah.
This was a business deal and a business transaction, and you need to remember, first and foremost, professional sports is a business. Most important for this, for the Nashville Predators, is removing $27 million in total off of the payroll over the next 3 years. And Greg, you just mentioned it. Part one, the bad news. P.K. Subban gets traded for draft picks and prospects. Hopefully some of those prospects pan out, and those draft picks can be used to either acquire other assets later in the future, or those draft picks end up turning out to be something. But getting that money cleared is obviously setting up for part two, which is free agency coming up here in just a couple of days. Everybody, of course, thinking this is Matt Duchene, and why wouldn't you? Let's face it, these two have been trying to get together for a long time, and Greg, Joe, they're finally both single. There's nothing in the way. This is finally the time that if Matt Duchene and the Nashville Predators are truly destined to be together, well, the cap space and the money just got freed up. The player is a free agent, and the Nashville Predators very much need more impactful scoring. This is an obvious admission that the big four, as far as trying to win a championship with just defense first and from the back end, that strategy must be changed. P.K. Subban was an outstanding player here for 3 years. The Nashville Predators had their best three-year run with him. They went to a Stanley Cup final, they won a President's Trophy, and they won back-to-back division titles and went to the playoffs all 3 years that he was here. And while his numbers may not have been up to what some people would have liked to see last year, he still put up a very strong performance here for 3 years. There just wasn't a big enough market out there to take the contract and give up a top-end roster player to the Nashville Predators. There were several teams interested, but the only one willing to take, I believe, the entire contract was the New Jersey Devils. And now moving forward, the Nashville Predators have an opportunity to go out and get that next-level scorer, get two full lines, because we all saw in the playoffs this year, it just did not work out with only having one scoring line. And let's face it, the other factor that made this trade not only possible but almost inevitable was the rise of Dante Fabbro in his first couple of games and first ever playoff series, and he easily will slide in as a full-time defender this next year. So a bit of a surprise always to see a name like P.K. Subban get traded, but at this point in time, I don't think any Nashville Predators fan should have been shocked that it happened. As a matter of fact, the only thing that surprised me was that it waited until Saturday to happen. I thought it would happen during the first round of the draft, and the Predators maybe try to pry a first round, a late first rounder or something out of a team, but they were not able to do so. So for P.K. Subban, best of luck. It was a fantastic 3 years here. He brought new eyeballs to this team. He made new marketing possibilities for the Nashville Predators. He elevated the gameplay on the ice to a level that we have never seen here in Nashville, and I think he will be missed by many of the fans in this community.
Twice in NHL history, a player making $9 million a year has been traded.
Mm-hmm.
It was him both times.
Was it really?
Yeah, when he came here for the Shea Weber, he was making $9 million.
Well, yeah. And just one other quick point on this, fellas. A lot of people are saying, now you traded Shea Weber to get P.K. Subban, and now you've traded P.K. Subban to get nothing in return. It doesn't necessarily work out in that way, and the Nashville Predators had a window of opportunity to win with P.K. Subban, and they could not get that done. There was no other way to go about this. Some of the money had to be corrected, and Roman Yossi, David Poile, made the point during the NHL draft over the weekend. He said Roman Yossi was a draft pick of ours, developed by our system and our coaches, and has risen to earn the rank and title of captain of this franchise, and all of those things are incredibly important, and we weigh all of those against other players when it comes to making a business option. So if it was the difference between keeping P.K. Subban or letting Roman Yossi go here after next year, the business decision seemed pretty easy for David Poile. Keep the player he drafted, keep the player that he named captain, and move ahead with Roman Yossi. And I would expect as soon as contract extension date comes along that they're available to do that, Roman Yossi will probably be getting a big time raise and a nice long-term extension for a number of years, because hopefully that's the type of player you can keep for an entire career.